Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start to your day, or could be the end of the day. So if that's the case, enjoy that too. Put your feet up because, look, we've seen some moves. I mean, I'm looking at the top 10 right now and I'm pretty happy with what we've got. Look, somewhere in double digits. Ethereum, congratulations. Welcome back to the volatility play, to the upside, because we've been seeing Ethereum getting absolutely wailed for quite some time now. And we have seen a pop. Now it's back up into that cradle zone. Will this be the bottom? I am definitely not going to even get close to predicting that, because I think that's a mug's game. Calling the bottoms is fraught with danger, and you're more likely to be wrong than you are right. So glory hunters out there, forget about it. I ain't going to go for that. I'll just talk about trends and what they look like and when I'm trading. So if I come through and have a quick look at Bitcoin right now, I mean, look, let's be brutal. On the daily time frame, I'm having a quick look here. Look, it's moved up. That's about it. On the daily time frame, it's not saying too much more. In all honesty, it is just a bit more green in the world right now, and we are a happier place for it. When we look at the 4-hour, however, we do have a push up, a higher low, higher high. Yep, moving averages now in the correct order, and we're converging. It's an incy-weensy, teeny-weeny, little bullish Bitcoin. Oh, I couldn't connect that. It's remotely starting to look okay. How do I put this? The ants are marching one by one. Hurrah, hurrah. There's nothing majorly bullish about it, but there are little things that are starting to come more bullish, i.e. the 4-hour time frames now in an uptrend, the moving averages in the correct order. But I mean, look, we are really clutching at straws on that one. It's not bullish in any sense or shape. It's just a little bit of buying that's come in, which is you beauty. We're happy with that. Buying is good. It's the beginning of a little bit less selling, which is nice, because if we have a look at the daily, I mean, I'm looking at the daily right now, it sold off pretty hard, right? It really did sell off. And it's just pulled back into that cradle zone. So let's keep working the top 10 and see just what we have. Ethereum, well, it has had a big fall. It's now pulling back into that cradle zone. No surprises there from my point of view. It's had a massive move. It's just pulled back. It's up 10.7%. So, you know, well done. Applauding you, Ethereum. But look, realistically, it's overextended on the weekly, too. It could go a lot further back. I'm not too interested right now in trading Ethereum. That being said, let me have a look at the high. Yeah, not even on the high at the 12-hour. Bitcoin Cash has, look, it had a beautiful move yesterday as well. Let's just jump out to the daily. I'll have a quick walkthrough of that. Again, pretty overextended, but it's not the best daily downtrend. It's not something I'm that interested in. But if we look at the realities of what we've come from a low of about 410. We're now at 467. So well done, Bitcoin Cash, on a little bit of grinding back into the world of the living. And EOS against the dollar, also the same sort of thing, you know, as Bitcoin, except for it's sort of holding up a little bit more than Bitcoin. It's got that lower, so that higher low and a higher high. Moving averages in those correct orders. Not by any stretch of the imagination is this a market that I'm looking to trade right now. Why? Well, I like to look when the daily is also trending happily. We don't have that. Cardano, well, it has been the whipping boy, certainly against Bitcoin. I've had some, you know, within the communities and whatnot, been stalking trades on Cardano for a while now against Bitcoin, same with Ethereum, same with many actually, because they've just been getting an absolute shellacking against Bitcoin. Now we see it pulling back in. I'm probably more reluctant right now and happy to sort of sit out. Fridays, for me, I like to have my one-to-one quick so I can minimize my risk so I can carry a trade into the weekend. The weekends tend to slow down. We see lower volume. Not always, but consistently more often, we don't see a great deal of activity. Look at Lumen. It's just sideways, man. Like it's sideways to down. It's really caught. During that recent capitulation of all the other alts, Stellar has remained relatively stable there, but it's not what I'm diving or jumping in and around right now. Nor is NEO. It's grinding. It's come back. It's up 1.74%. When others, I mean, look, let's walk through. I'll walk through at the end, but NEO's up 1.74%. Everything before it is up 3-4% bar Bitcoin. So not having the greatest day there, NEO. Good luck to you for the rest of the weekend and Friday's session. IOTA also up 4.4%, but looking a little bit sideways there on the daily. Ripple, Has had a nice pullback. And if I have a look at this on the daily, back up into what is that level? That looks like an old level of resistance. It is at 28 cents. A little bit of resistance there. Litecoin also not looking the strongest right here. As a matter of fact, Litecoin had a great trade against that on Bitcoin. It's pulled all the way back to the entry point. And yeah, looking like maybe it will set up again. So across the top 10 right now, just to give you a bit of an understanding of what's going on the numbers, Bitcoin up 1.86%, followed by Ethereum up 11.15%. being the top performer out of the top 10. Bitcoin Cash up 8.14%, followed by EOS at 9.19%. Cardano up 3.32%, and Stellar Lumens up 4%. NEO only up 1.74%. A bit disappointing there, NEO, but good luck to you. IOTA 4.35% in the green. Ripple 2.8% in the green, and Litecoin up 3.38%. So today, really, well, let's hope we see some more green, but hope is not a strategy. Now, yesterday I put a video out to the free subscription newsletter on my website there, breaking down Bitcoin, giving the bigger picture scenario, the play that I'm looking at, you know, with the, you know, as buyers come in, the sellers come back in as well. I talked about it on the podcast. If you want the visual, jump across and you know, have a look on the website there. I think it's another Trader Cobb Crypto Show or something like that. And yeah, get in there, because I mean, I sort of spent a bit of time looking at Bitcoin and getting my head around where I think we were at. And I think it will be beneficial for you guys. Either way, I'm good to go. If we break lower, you know, the next support's at 3,000. Do I think it will get there? I don't think at all. I just trade the charts, and that's where the next very strong support level is. If it does break, I can be shorting it. I'm not too concerned. I'd rather it go up, don't get me wrong. I'd much prefer when everyone makes money, guys. But I'm also a trader, so I'll trade direction when I see it. Anyway, that's enough for me. I hope you have a fantastic day and a great weekend. I'll speak to you all very, very soon. Cheers, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.